that's a good thing. Well, the Park Falls American Legion, their 52-card progressive 50-50 drawing, they had a winner last week. They had a winner. Someone split the 20, almost 20 grand. So now it resets to $2,000 for tonight, 7:30 the drawing. Doors open right around 6 o'clock for that event coming up tonight. And that's a weekly thing at the Park Falls American Legion. Hour two of Reality Radio, some good local info to come. We kick it off with the news.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A series of wildfires in the Texas Panhandle have swallowed up at least 500,000 acres in the area around Amarillo. President Biden has just arrived at Walter Reed Army Medical Center, where he will undergo a physical this morning.
At 81 years old, President Biden is the oldest president in American history, and the results of his physical will be scrutinized. Polls show Americans are questioning whether he has the physical and mental fitness to serve another term in office. Presidential physicals typically include measurements of height, weight, blood pressure, heart rate, and cholesterol. Past exams of President Biden also included checks on his eyes, skin, ears, nose, and throat, neurological and pulmonary systems, thyroid, and even his teeth. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Pope Francis was brought to a hospital in Rome today for testing. The 86-year-old Pope recently had the flu, was taken back to the Vatican after he was checked out. No word on what his condition is. Funeral service for Russian dissident Alexei Navalny now set for Friday, 2 weeks after his death. This is ABC News. Alabama lawmakers moving ahead with a bill in the state Senate to protect IVF services. Several facilities stopped offering them after the state's highest court ruled that frozen embryos are babies. A lot of people running small businesses like what they see this year.
Small business owners are feeling pretty optimistic as we head into 2024. 85% of small businesses surveyed by American Express say they're satisfied with the success of their businesses. 86% say they achieved all of their business goals last year. That's up from August of last year, when 80% of owners say the economy was negatively impacting them. Most plan to hire and say providing flexible work options is still the best way to attract and retain talent. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Chrysler this morning recalling more than 330,000 Jeep Grand Cherokees with steering wheel issues. It affects vehicles from the 2021 through 23 model years. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A bridge that connects southwest Wisconsin to Iowa could be closed for 2 months. Transportation officials shut down the Blackhawk Bridge over the Mississippi River Sunday after the span was found to be moving slightly. The bridge is almost 100 years old and a replacement is being built nearby. For now, people will have to drive to Prairie du Chien or La Crosse to get across the river. Governor Evers is offering Republican state lawmakers a compromise on a plan to clean up PFAS pollution. Evers wants the Department of Natural Resources to have more authority to inspect water on private land. In exchange, Evers is asking the Joint Finance Committee to free up $125 million in grants for pollution cleanup in a bill that got final legislative approval last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The next Peaceful Gathering meal will be served Thursday, February 29th. The Peaceful Gathering is a free meal and all are welcome. The meal is served family style at 5:30 p.m. in the basement of Peace Lutheran Church at 600 2nd Avenue North in Park Falls. Handicap parking and an elevator are available at the north entrance of the church. Questions? Please contact Peace Lutheran Church at 715-762-4541.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks sting the Hornets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks, back home in Milwaukee, beat the Charlotte Hornets by 38 points, 123-85. Chris Middleton still out with an ankle injury. The Bucks have now won three in a row. What's made the difference? Head coach Doc Rivers.
I just think it was coming. I think health is the biggest difference. You know, everybody's playing other than Chris. I think our guys understand since the break, we don't have a lot of time, and so we have to get to it, and our guys are starting to do that.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers road game in Indiana delayed 25 minutes in the second half due to an alarm that went off in the arena. Finally, the game resumed and the Badgers lost to the Hoosiers 74-70. Baseball, the Brewers fall to the Angels 6-4. NFL, Packers GM Brian Gutekunst asked if Aaron Jones will have to take a pay cut again.
You know, we're working through all those contacts. That's part of this. We just got the cap number, so now we're kind of like, you know, looking at all those things. And yeah, those are always hard decisions.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Tournament boys basketball kicked off last night around the state of Wisconsin. Rib Lake, number one seed, a winner. They now host Thorpe coming up on Friday. Flambeau, they win their game at home over Lake Holcomb. They now draw Owen Withy in their next game. That'll be at Owen Withy. The Winter boys basketball team winning at home. The number three seed Winter with an 87-48 win over Gilman. They'll play host to Hurley on Friday. And Athens, a 10 seed, they went to Prentice and beat the Buccaneers. So Prentice now, or rather Athens, will travel to Drummond in the round two game. Shawamigan, they fall at Iola Scandinavia to end their season. And the Phillips Lager boys, they get a 5-point win over Spencer. So Phillips on Friday night will travel to take on Auburndale Friday night at 7 o'clock. You'll hear that game, of course, right here.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Water.
It is going to be mostly sunny and a lot colder today. We'll get to around 17 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 15 to 20, gusting to 25. That'll keep the wind chill in the single digits for most of the day. Tonight, clear 4 above. Tomorrow, sunny 42 by Friday. Sunshine with a high back up to 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 2 above.
All right, lots of stuff going on. Thank you to everybody for letting us know about your nonprofit group or organizations, fundraisers. We have a youth group that's planning a trip to New Orleans coming up in 2025. It is the LCMS Youth Gathering they're going to. And they're doing a fundraiser Saturday, March 9th from 11 to 1 at the Peace Center here in Park Falls. Now, you can support this by ordering these beautiful wood placards or decorations, and they're made locally here by You Create Studios. You Create Studios. So you can, if you are interested in getting one of these 2 feet or 3 feet leaners, they call them, I guess, they have options. They have different options. You can contact the folks at Peace Lutheran Church, or you can contact You Create Studios and for more information. And they ask that you try to get those orders in by March 3rd, I believe it is, by March 3rd. But the fundraiser itself is Saturday, March 9th at the Peace Center. They'll have refreshments and snacks and all kinds of stuff going on that day at that event. We have a potato pancake breakfast happening this Sunday. This is at Happy Days in Kennan. The Drift Splitters Snowmobile Club is doing up this event on Sunday from 8 a.m. to noon, so you may want to support that. The next peaceful gathering is coming up on Thursday. The last, you can count on it, no matter what's going on that day, the last day of the month, they will do a free meal at the Peace Center at Peace Lutheran Church. It's served family style. The purpose is just to bring people together. And it's free. 5:30, basement of Peace Lutheran Church, and that'll happen on Thursday. Handicap parking and an elevator are available at the north entrance of the church. Any questions, you can call them at 762-4541. Boy, Catkins is doing some great work around our area, aren't they? Helping out our furry friends, cats, dogs, and others. And you can check out catkinsrescue.org, the webpage. Maybe you'd like to help out. Maybe you'd like to donate, whatever it may be, to help out Catkins. Their number is 762-0122, 762-0122. Always looking for volunteers, folks to help out. Catkins Rescue. Check them out at catkinsrescue.org. This Friday is the World Day of Prayer. With St. Francis of Assisi in Fifield. I'm sure there's many churches that are observing this, but St. Francis of Assisi is one of them in Fifield, and they'll be doing the World Day of Prayer Friday at 1:30, and they will have coffee bars and social time after the World Day of Prayer. Well, we have a busy schedule here. We're kind of bumping the bucks. We're not kind of bumping the bucks. We are bumping the bucks this week due to our local sports coverage. So the Bucks are going to play on Thursday and again on Friday, but due to our local coverage, we will have our local games on, and we'll get back to the Bucks after our local season is over here, but we're going to bring you local coverage tomorrow, Phillips girls, Friday, the Phillips boys. The Badger men's basketball team. The Big Ten, they say, just isn't very good this year. And I think the Badgers are kind of a microcosm of the Big Ten this year. They have moments where they look good, and then others, it's just hard. These teams just very difficult to win on the road. Nebraska has only lost one home game, and they can't win on the road. Nobody can win on the road in the Big Ten. But the Badgers appear to be in good shape to still be in the NCAA tournament, even though they have stumbled a lot toward the end of the season. And the Badgers' next game is, I believe, on Saturday after they lost at Indiana. Kind of a weird game. They had the game was delayed like 25 minutes. I think somebody pulled a fire alarm or something there. So Illinois coming to Wisconsin on Saturday. Illinois is a good team, so that'll be a tough game for the Badgers coming up on Saturday. All right. Come on in, Michelle. We're going to talk Price Ice figure skating here in just a moment. Also, in the next couple of weeks on our home show, we're going to be talking about the Phillips Area Sport Home and Craft Show. So we'll get Scott on in here for two or three weeks to talk about that big event, March 23rd and 24th. And that's going on in Phillips at the high school. A sure sign. I always say every year it's a sure sign of spring when we see Michelle, because we know we have the Price Ice Figure Skating Show, and then we usually melt down the ice after that. But after this winter, Michelle, it's just like, I told somebody the other day, I told my neighbors, I was out for a walk, and I told them, I said, I feel like I spent the winter in Arizona.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Groundhog's Day. It just keeps repeating itself. It's
yeah,
like,
okay, and I'm not complaining. It's not good for, I know there's a lot of businesses that are suffering from this, but we can't control it, so you just got to accept it and roll with it, right?
Yep.
Yeah, yesterday, 64 degrees at 2 o'clock,
yep.
And then 3 hours later, we couldn't find enough warm clothing to stay warm.
Yeah, we left practice last night for figure skating, and the wind was blowing and the snow was blowing, and that's the first time we had that all season. So it's like, whoa, yeah. Here we go. And the show is this weekend.
Well, years ago at the Park Falls Rec Arena,
yes.
The arena was very reliant on the weather. The,
yes.
The big door on the end was open.
Very
now
much.
We've got that refrigeration in there, so we can keep that ice going.
Yes, we're very lucky. Yes very fortunate.
Still probably a little more of a challenge when it's 60 degrees out, but
yes, yep.
But let's talk about the Price Ice Figure Skating Show. What is the theme for this year's show?
Sure, it's our 31st annual figure skating show this year, and this year we have taken on the theme of strong figures on ice.
Okay.
And so it is a pretty wide open theme. You might see some Michael Jackson numbers. You might see some Taylor Swift. Anybody. And we've actually got one that Sesame Street is making an appearance.
Oh, really?
Because they are strong figures that have impacted people's lives.
Yeah. Well,
so,
and even Sesame Street on Ice was a big thing. I don't know
yes.
if it still is, but it was
yep.
a big, huge
yep.
thing.
Yep, it used to be. Yes, definitely. I haven't seen much about that. But, yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But, yep, Sesame Street, we will have Oscar coming out a little bit. So it'll be fun.
Very
it's
cool.
always a great time.
All right. And what are the days dates for this year?
Sure. Like you had mentioned, it is this weekend, March 2nd, which is Saturday. And our times are from 1 and 6:30. And then on Sunday, March 3rd, we're going to do our last show at 1 o'clock.
Okay. And keep the doors closed when you come in, because it's going to be like 60 degrees outside.
Yes. Yeah, we're back to spring weather again this weekend.
Yeah, and it's always a lot of people that come through. And we go from the young little snowplowers or whatever you
yep,
call them all
exactly.
the way up to the high schoolers, right?
Yes, that is correct. We did have two adults participating in lessons this year. They're not going to be in our show, but they were definitely a vital part of our program.
Yeah.
But we do a wide range. We have close to 60 skaters out this year. We'll
nice.
Be performing 30 different numbers for everyone, and it's a wide option. Don't let that number scare you away, because it's great talent. We are the only ice skating club in Price County for figure skating, and so we bring people from Prentice, from Glidden, actually. We go into Ashland County and everything in between. So it's exciting times.
Yeah, I would guess they're going to get a glimpse of the ladies who went to the Badger State Games,
yes.
too. They're going to be performing,
yep.
I guess.
Yep,
right.
Our silver place medalists will be there as well. They will be taking on a competition next weekend, I should say, in Eau Claire. So we'll be competing again. We can talk about that at a later point. But we're just very excited with our show because this is what our figure skaters work up for. They start in our synchronized skaters starting in October, and we're just going every week. I'm down at the rink Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Sundays, and we're just having a blast. We're getting ready to showcase our talents for everybody.
Yeah, and it's got to be fun to see the young ones advance with this, too, and be excited to be there and get better. It's got to be fun.
Yep, we watched that first practice. The little ones start in November, and they can't even stand up. And now it's like at the end of the show, they're doing rocking horses and all the other fun stuff that we have. So
very cool. So a couple of shows on Saturday and one on Sunday. Tickets, can they get them at the door or in advance?
Yes.
Or how can they do that?
Yep. Advance tickets will be available until Friday. Individuals, those are $6 a piece. Three and under are free. Individuals can call me up. 715-661-1972 is my number. You can either text me or call me. If I do not, for some reason, answer, if you call, just let me know, leave a message, and I will get back in touch with you. Or they will be $7 at the door. We are having both options available.
All right. And the weather will not be an excuse for people to get out there. You might just a very light sweatshirt. You'll be good.
Yes, absolutely. Nice. Like I said, it's a great time. The kids really put in a lot of hard work for it. We have four seniors this year. So it's just a really great showcase.
All right. Very fun. That's all at the Park Falls Rec Arena, right just off of Highway 13 here in Park Falls on the north side. All right, Michelle. Hope it's a great weekend for you.
All right. Thanks so much. And we can't wait to see everybody for our Strong Figures on Ice performance.
All right. Thank you for sharing. Michelle Smith joining us.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
I will do. Boy, the WIAA is a busy time of the year with tournament times. So why is interscholastic sports considered the last classroom of the day? It's because they teach students important lessons like teamwork, accountability, perseverance. High school sports are just so much more than a game or just entertainment. They are about developing the whole person. And that's why they are an essential part of every student's education. Parents, encourage your students to participate in the last classroom of the day, interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. A message from 98Q and the WIAA, where you can check out all the info you need about high school sports at WIAAWI.org. Your local Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is back at it again on Saturday. Oh, they do such good work. 9 to 11 Saturday mornings. Last month alone, the Lord's Cupboard distributed nearly 4 tons of food to our local people. For whatever reason, some it's temporary, some it's long-term in need of just a little bit of support. The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open 9 to 11 at the First Congregational United Church of Christ right in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for any income guideline information. And you can just stop on down on Saturdays. It's a drive-through. You don't even have to get out of your car. They will put it right in the back of your vehicle with the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry here in Park Falls. Look at Austin showing up for work today. How you doing, Austin?
I'm doing all right.
How's that truck running? You all right out there?
It's moderately running.
So you got all the ice out the windshield.
Yeah, it's mostly because of the sun.
You got a little chug-a-lugging going on with that truck or what?
Something with the oil pressure.
Okay. But you got here. Are you going to get home?
Oh, yeah, I should.
All right. Very good. All right. Austin's busy at work behind the scenes.
always.
Doing the 98Q dirty work behind the scenes.
And cleaning up after Joel.
Pretty much in a lot of different ways, yes. Somebody's got to do it.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
Let's throw some snowballs. If you have not won twice, you're eligible. So if you've never won or just won once, go ahead. Caller 4-715-762-3221. $25 gift certificates from tons of area businesses are on the prize wheel, and we'll play the throw ball. We'll throw some snowballs next.
Score big with CompuMold Tool and Design as your go-to comprehensive mold manufacturing company. We're dedicated to exceeding your expectations. Deliver top quality molds with lightning fast lead times and competitive prices is our game plan. Located on South Airport Road in Phillips, Wisconsin, we're your winning team. Lady Lager, shoot for greatness in your tournament journey with confidence. We've got your back. Trust CompuMold to elevate your game and take your projects to new heights. Join forces with us and experience the winning difference today.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
All right, let's do it. We got a $25 gift certificate to give away here. And who are we going to give this to? Who is this?
Kathy.
All right, Kathy. Good morning. How are we doing?
Pretty good.
All right, got those long johns back out now after the mild weather. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we just keep rotating our wardrobes. All right, here we go, Kathy. Let's spin the wheel. All right, $25 to Oh Dear Nutrition. All right, young Austin is here to supervise this giveaway, and he's cheering for you there, Kathy. Gunner A or Gunner B, Kathy, which one is sighted in and is going to make you a winner?
Gunner B.
Gunner B, she says, with extreme confidence. Let's see if that works. Here we go.
Hi, my name is Jack Frost. We're going to have a little fun.
Yes, sir.
Son of a nutcracker.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Kathy, well done. Well done. You are an experienced snowball thrower. I could tell by the way that thing was launched. So congratulations to you, Kathy. $25 to Oh Dear Nutrition.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great day, Kathy. Thank you very much. All Austin does is walk in the studio and we get winners.
It's amazing how that works.
It is amazing how that works. All right. How did you handle the weather transition? You young guys, you don't care about the weather. Did you even know that the weather was changing yesterday? You young guys.
Honestly, no. I didn't notice until I woke up this morning it was suddenly cold.
That's one of the gifts, one of the joys of getting older, is when the temperature goes from 64 to 21 in a matter of 3 hours. When you get older, your body just kind of locks up for some reason. It's either the barometric pressure or the Chinook winds or the El Nino. I don't know what it is, but it's
whatever it is, your body's not a fan of it.
Yeah, it just kind of gets just off a little bit. So welcome to winter here today.
Finally.
All right, finally. So we're going to put you back to work tomorrow. You'll be back in to run the show for the Phillips girls basketball game. We got more Phillips action on Friday, so we're keeping you hopping.
Already.
He says, you're about as awake as I am.
Yeah, it's that kind of day.
It's 9:25. I've got a complete cup of caffeinated tea in me, and it just did nothing.
Yeah.
I may have to go
I blame the cold.
Round two, I think, may be coming.
Brand new country. We'll get a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Q Country.
So
listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Disciple with a cross across my face. I'm a trailer park tornado.
halfway to hell at 98Q Country, 9:35. I guess there's still time to turn around then. 9:35 is 25 before 10. Today's amazing, interesting, fascinating fact to dazzle your friends and family and your pets and your parakeets and whoever else will listen to you. It's an amazing fact about insects. They're coming. They're coming again. And we get one 60-degree day, and all of a sudden you see them, the lady beetles and the others. But some amazing facts about insects. You know that ants, and many of you know this, but when you think about the fact that ants can carry 10 to 50 times their body weight. Let's say you and I could carry 50 times our body weight. So let's say you weigh a couple hundred pounds, whatever it might be. So a 200-pound guy, 200-pound person could 50 times. So that would be, what, 1,000? That'd be 1,000? That'd be 10,000. Horrible math. That'd be a lot of weight. So basically a 200-pound guy could carry like 10,000 pounds. Could just put it on his back and carry it around. It's crazy what ants can do. Honeybees communicate with ants. I think that was something we shared a while back. But honeybees have a very unique way of communicating, and dancing is one of those. The longest insect, how about this? If you don't like spiders, you better just turn off the radio. I'll give you 3 seconds to just turn down the volume for a little bit. 1, 2, 3. The longest insect in the world measures nearly 2 feet long. Could you imagine being in the basement? For those of you who don't like spiders and you're freaked out by a little spider underneath something you pick up, could you imagine a 2 foot long insect? The stick bug, they call it. The stick bug. So it's not like it's a large bodied insect. It's one of those stick bugs, but they can be two feet long. One ladybug can eat 75 insects a day. So those ladybugs, I'm not sure about the Asian beetles that we have, but I'm sure they do some good. But they can eat up to 75 insects a day, and for how big they are, that's pretty amazing. The Luna moth does not have a mouth. L-U-N-A, the Luna moth. So when the Luna moth's parents tell them to shut your mouth, kid, they don't have to because they don't have a mouth. Painted butterflies. I've heard this, and this is just absolutely amazing, that these little painted lady butterflies, that they don't weigh, they weigh nothing. They're just little flimsy things. They can travel 7,500 miles in a migration. The migration process for birds and butterflies and stuff like that is just absolutely insanely amazing that they do this. And a lot of them do it without even knowing. They're going to a place that they've never been to before, but yet they still somehow know where they're going. But this lady painted butterfly can travel 7,500 miles in a single migration. And did you know that mosquitoes are the world's deadliest animal? Ooh, mosquitoes, because they can transmit disease. So there you go. Amazing, interesting facts about insects.
Now, here we are.
Put this in a great mood.
It is my favorite station.
98Q Country.
Look who it is, last call I thought I'd get. How's your mama, how you been? Girl, it's been too long. Saw your sister at the Circle K, her baby number two is on the way. Hadn't seen her since her wedding day, with you on my arm. It's good to hear from you again.
Thank you.
you.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
I wish this whiskey would make her miss me like I wish she did. I wish she did. Pouring up another one won't change what I should have done before.
See is you're gone and you left me here with this.
visit with Ileana Winter from the Phillips School with an update. Ileana, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How was all in Phillips today?
Doing pretty well. A little cold this morning, but at least the sun's out.
Yeah, we'll take that. All right, what's happening at the Phillips School this week?
Sounds good. I have a pretty big sports update. We had a super fun weekend here at the Phillips School District. So for high school sports, girls basketball played in the regional finals against the Cameron Comets with a super intense, exciting game. At halftime, the Loggers were actually down by a few points and ended the game tied, which sent the Loggers and Comets into overtime. So overall, super exciting. The final score of the game was 79-73, with the Lady Loggers claiming yet another regional championship plaque. The girls will play tomorrow night at 7 p.m. in Ladysmith against Chippewa Falls McDonald in the sectional semifinals. For another super intense game, pretty good matchup between the two teams.
Right.
And then the winner of this game will head to Eau Claire North to play in the sectional finals against the winner of Fall Creek and Regis on Saturday.
All right.
For boys basketball last night, our boys played the Spencer Rockets at home for their last home game of the year and won with a final score of 65-60. The boys will head to Auburndale on Friday to play at 7 p.m. in the regional semifinals. And then boys and girls basketball, I have their individual honors for this season. So I'll start with the boys. The first team all-conference was J.J. Heikkinen. Second team was Drew Hossfield. Honorable mention was Braden Revac and Lane Abraham. And all-defensive team was J.J. Heikkinen. And now for our girls. First team all-conference, Casey Egerbrecht and Matea Eckert. Second team was Brooke Eckert. Honorable mention, Hallie Lehman and Allie Williams. All-defensive team, Sarah Knack. And our player of the year being Casey Egerbrecht. Also, Matea Eckert scored her 1,000th point on Friday night against Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser, so congratulations to her. That was super exciting, the countdown to her going. She missed a few shots beforehand, so everyone, you know, in the crowd's getting wild up, but she finally got it. Super fun. Applause from the crowd.
All right.
For powerlifting, 6 high school students made it to state and will head to Appleton this weekend to compete. Our students who made it are Keely Dahl, a senior, Kylie Ettinger, a junior, Caitlin Mathewson, also a junior, Addison Susan, a junior, Garrett Lammy, I believe a sophomore, and Isaac Johnson, a junior. So good luck to them.
Okay.
State swimming is this weekend for Evelyn Huggard, and track starts actually on Monday. I forgot to give a wrestling update. Ethan Upson went to state last week Friday. The first round, we all kind of gathered in the gym to watch him, and unfortunately, he got that pin onto his back and couldn't get out of it, so he lost his first round. But overall, he had an amazing season, and we're all super proud of him for making it to state, so good job to him.
Exactly. All right.
And for school updates, the Phillips High School is hosting another blood drive, which is planning to be hosted Friday, March 14th. If you're interested in giving blood, please call 1-800-280-4102, and they will schedule you to get your blood, to give your blood right here at the Phillips High School gym. If you still haven't bought your tickets for tomorrow night's game for the girls, make sure you do so on the Phillips Loggers Athletic Facebook page. You can click a link in the description and then buy your ticket for the game, because my understanding was that they will not be selling tickets at the door, so a lot of our students and parents have had to go in and buy tickets already. And I am down to 29 days until I'm landed in Mexico for 9 days of warm weather, ocean, and studying marine biology. Hopefully no sunburn, but I'm super excited for this trip. It's come so fast. It seems like just yesterday I was telling you, 73 days, 72 days, and now it's 29. Crazy.
That's fun. You got to talk to your advisor. I know you can't take a cell phone with, but somehow we got to get you to dial us up or something from Mexico.
Yeah, that'd be so fun.
Somehow.
Yeah,
it's part of the project. It's a part of the project. It's a media update. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Work on that if you could, all right? You got nothing better to do, right? You're not busy or anything.
Pretty sunburned. I just have a feeling I don't take sun well. I'm always burnt, but you know, we'll be in the water every day, and
all right.
Yeah, it's gonna be crazy fun, that's for sure.
All right, Ileana, thank you for the update. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Ileana Winter, senior at the Phillips High School. She joins us right around this time on Reality Radio to update us on what's going on at Logger Camp. I hope your Wednesday is just fabulous. We've got John St. John making his way in, and we've got Greg Gunderson after two. I suppose I better throw some snowballs before I leave.
All right.
Caller four, our second chance to throw snowballs today, $25 gift certificate from participating sponsors. If you've won twice, you're out. Everybody else, you're good. 715 762-3221. Good luck.
This year, wouldn't you like to stop feeling self-conscious about your receding hairline or thinning hair? Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow from New Nordic as an effective way to get thicker-looking hair. Hair Grow is backed by an exclusive U.S. patent and is clinically proven to promote more hair growth. Ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens or shop online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. That's New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens.
Hi, my name is Alani. A little thing I like about the Spicy Deluxe sandwich is that you taste the crunch, you taste the pepper jack cheese melting, and you taste the spicy flavors in the sandwich. I'm telling you, 10 out of 10.
Hi, my name's Enrique. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A's Spicy Deluxe sandwich is you get that rich flavor of the chicken and definitely that nice, tangy, warm bite. It's the perfect harmony of spiciness and taste.
Order the Spicy Deluxe sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
All right, let's throw some snowballs, see if we can get two winners in a row here. Who do we have on the line?
We got Alan. Hey. In a row, I got lucky.
All right, Alan, here we go. Let's spin it for you, Alan. Let's see. And we have got a $25 certificate to Leisure City in Woodruff, and you now have the responsibility of picking which gunner is sighted in, Al. Gunner A or Gunner B. Which one is it?
I'm going to go with B again.
He's going to go with B again. Let's see if that's the one. Good luck, Al.
Come on, you guys have made snowballs before. Come on. Well, to go far, you got to pack it, pack it, push it. See, the tighter you pack it, the further it'll go. Like this. And it goes like that, all right? Good luck.
Sometimes, Al.
Lucky.
Well, keep trying, Al. Thank you so much.
You bet. Have a great day.
You too. We'll try it again a couple more times tomorrow. Our snowball throwdown, showdown, mowdown. Thanks to all of our sponsors: Around the Corner Pub in Mercer, the Big Dipper Cabin Creation, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Decor to Adore, Fraser Mercantile in Catawba, Ross's Sports Shop, Great Northern Motel in the Wolfstead in Mercer, Jack's Corner Bar, Northern Lights in the Lanes, Oh Dear Nutrition, Pan Asia Oriental Market, Patchouli Garden, Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, Park Falls Family Restaurant, Leisure City in Woodruff, and BC Auto Repair in Prentice. We'll throw some more snowballs again tomorrow. Goodbye, John St. John's in next.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. What a weather 180 as we take a 50-degree temperature hit today. Highs will only climb to the teens, but with the wind still whipping up to 35 miles per hour, it's feeling more like below zero. Sunshine stays abundant the rest of the week, and temperatures warming, too. Currently, it's 4.
Now, here we are.
Number one for the most new country.
Hey, y'all, it's Dustin Litt.
Country. I was gonna keep it real, like chill, like only have a drink or two. But it turned into a party when I started talking to you. Now you're standing in the neon, looking like a high wanna be on. Baby, it's your call, no pressure at all. You don't have to throw back your pretty pink lemonade shooter and lean a little closer. You don't have to keep on smiling, that smile that's driving me wild. And when the night is on,
me falling.